This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
Brought to you by our friends at Sloman's and Casa Noble. I'd like to start off today by saying good evening to Michael.
Thank you, John Boyce.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Do they give the weather on the news for Buffalo?
And I'd like to say good evening to myself.
You look like just a disgrace.
Yeah, it was a good day. Very good day. I could see Don's making the tournament. Let me hear it one more time.
Do they give the weather on the news for Buffalo?
Yep. You know what it is, Michael? You can hear the real yelling in his voice. There's a bit of anger there.
Oh, he's always angry. That he gives us angry better than anybody. Or Angie.
I've always loved his Angie. All right, you guys want to start a little NFL?
Sure. That'll make crazy. Ryan Hurley happy.
Yeah, he loves NFL.
RPD loves the NFL.
Oh, yeah. But there's only one thing he loves more than the NFL. The Nets.
He loves the Nets more than the NFL? That's not true.
No, that's not true.
That's not true at all.
Take it back.
That was called a thick layer of sarcasm, Don. So, Bucks, Tampa Bay Bucks GM Jason Light said earlier that despite reports that quarterback Tom Brady was prepared to be named minority owner of the Dolphins and possibly play for them before coming out of retirement to rejoin the Bucks, he and the 7-time Pro Bowl winner, that's Tom Brady, have had no discussions about that, nor have they discussed a new contract. We've not had those discussions. The only discussion we've had with Tom has been he came back and we're excited about this year and we're excited to get going.
So then Tom could leave next year as a free agent to play for
correct.
Miami.
Yeah, that's correct, because Brady is under contract with the Bucs for one more season. So,
yeah, if you think he's just playing this year, okay.
Yeah.
I also have some information, a little breaking news. The Glazer family, they own the Bucs. They have said to Commissioner Goodell, if the Mets win the World Series this year, next year they will play as the Buck Showalters.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's exciting.
Now, from Tom Brady to the next Tom Brady, Sam Darnold. Let's listen to Panthers OC Ben McAdoo. You guys remember him?
McAdoo.
All right, McAdoo was asked if Darnold will be Carolina's starting quarterback.
And you look at Sam as your starting quarterback?
Sam is our starting quarterback, yes.
And moments later?
You know, one of the things I've been working on is being better talking to you people. So, you know, announcing the starting quarterback here, I just put my foot in the mouth. So that wasn't something I should have said.
Yeah, you said it, though. Milk's out of the udder.
You know what?
It's not good. It's not. God, by the way, that was really. I know I shouldn't laugh at someone's misfortune, but like, Don, that was borderline like Chris Farley character SNL level mistake. I mean, like, literally, did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, it's
that was not in her monologue, out. Ben. Now, what if it was a mistake? What if he didn't mean to say it? What if he was sort of repeating the question? Because listen how he says it. Let's hear it one more time, the original question.
And you look at Sam as your starting quarterback?
Sam is our starting quarterback, yes.
You hear what I'm saying?
He said, yes.
Also, but why is he wrong? I mean, he is the starting quarterback unless they get Baker Mayfield.
He was so...
Yeah, I've been immunized.
Now, real quick, is Cam gone?
After what he said about women, that was kind of tone deaf.
Yeah.
That was not brilliant stuff, but is it... Because if... My all I'm saying is, guys, it would be big news because Darnold lost the job to a completely over-the-hill Cam Newton last year. I mean, he was terrible. You guys know how bad I wanted Sam to be good.
Oh, so
after
bad.
2 or 3 weeks, I was desperate. Yeah,
but, you know, they did give him the extension. So he's there, and I guess he could win it back. I think that's where McAdoo was wrong, is that let's let him go out there and win it first before I start anointing him before the draft. I mean, they could draft a quarterback.
But they don't have that high of a pick that they're going to get. Doesn't seem to be a franchise quarterback. And by the way, we'll have Sal Palantonio on with us tomorrow to talk some NFL draft. But I don't know if there's a generational quarterback.
No, but where they're drafting, they're actually picking between the Giant picks at 6.
Right.
And I do see some mock drafts of them taking the kid from Pittsburgh.
The guy with the tiny hands?
With the tiny hands, yeah.
Kenny Pickett?
Yeah. So
Kenny Tiny Hands Pickett?
So if they take Pickett, and then you have, you know, a chance, if they're going to be in a rebuild here, of maybe him challenging to win the job or something. So I don't know. We'll see. And also, you kind of threw it out there, but, you know, Baker Mayfield's got to land someplace, right?
He does.
So weird. He didn't even show up today in Browns camp, you know, the early camp.
And he lives there. Camp.
Yeah, he lives in the ballpark.
Well, I heard he actually, to avoid it, he went to a matinee of The Batman.
Oh, that is a very long movie, I heard.
Yeah. So he said, if I go see that around, you know, 11:45, I won't be back till 4.
Mm.
So he was able to go home.
What are we doing with that? Why does it feel like the Batman movies are, you know, gum that you chewed too long?
Like, and they keep getting darker and darker. Right, it's not
like
fun
it.
Anymore.
No, it's not really the judging the movie. It's just like, boy, that's a franchise that they're really trying to ring out.
Mets and the Giants, 4-4. Mets threatening in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Hey now.
You bet.
First and second, nobody out.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's keep it in the NFL for one more thing here. Let's hear from Patrick Mahomes on, was he shocked at the Tyreek Hill trade?
Obviously, my initial reaction was a little bit of shock. I mean, even though you knew that this was a possibility, playing with a guy that you've played and built a friendship with over the last 6 years definitely was something that you didn't want him to leave, more for the just being able to hang out in the locker room and do that stuff than the actual on-the-field stuff. But you're happy for him, man. We know that in order to have success in this league, you have to keep evolving and keep getting better. And so I got with these new receivers as quickly as possible and tried to build that so that we could have success right when we get going this year.
Yeah, I don't think he's thrilled with it, guys.
No, but he is also the reason why he's not there.
Right.
No offense, but, you know, your contract is forcing these decisions.
But you would think, wouldn't you, Don, even though he signed a $500 million contract, that's the truth. That's what it is, $513 million. You got to run that by the quarterback. I mean, I don't know if you make that decision without it, like, talking to him.
But what if they're like, hey, dude, we have to do this. This is what, unless you're willing to amend your deal. And he says, no, I want my money. And they go, okay. We'll say goodbye to Tyree.
But it sounds like he didn't know.
It is peculiar. You'd think you'd at least have a conversation, because maybe he's willing. Honestly, he wouldn't have had to. How much would he have really had to give up to keep Tyreek Hill?
Probably a lot.
What's a lot?
I don't know, $15 million?
Out of his entire contract?
No, maybe for this year. I'm just guessing. I don't know how they would maneuver the cap, but I don't think it would be insignificant.
Listen, I could be dead wrong. I think this is going to be a markedly different team without him. I do. Maybe I'm over-hyping Tyreek Hill, but I don't know, guys. Whenever I watch them, he just seemed to do things that made it incredibly difficult to play defense.
Hey, listen, they've got still a very, very good team with an outstanding quarterback. So before we start anointing Denver and Vegas, that's still, to me, the team to beat in that division. And also the Chargers that haven't won a thing, even though I love their quarterback. Quarterbacks have a tendency, Peter, of making people around them better.
But I would
They'll figure it out.
I would agree with Peter on this one, because you'd watch a Chiefs game and Mahomes would throw a 5-yard flare to Tyreek Hill, and it would turn into 90 yards. It just would. So that's good. That's a big loss.
Listen, I'm not going to put, but you know, Brady's a better quarterback. But you know, remember when they had how many different wide receivers would come in, and they still found a way to be able to figure it out, right? Welker, oh, they lost Welker. That's going to be a big loss, and all of a sudden Edelman becomes what Welker was. Now, I don't know if either of the two of them in their prime were as good as Hill, and I'm not saying that whoever replaces Hill is going to be as good as Hill, but I still think they're going to put together double-digit wins and be a playoff team. They got to figure out their quarterback, you know, taking a punch. How about that?
Guys, the Warriors looking like they are interested in the NBA Finals right now. They seem like they may be serious about it. Steph Curry, awesome again. Came off the bench for the second straight time against Denver last night. He scored 34 points, 12 of 17 from the floor, in 22 minutes and 57 seconds. It was the fewest minutes played in a 30-point game in playoff history.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
So the most efficient playoff game ever, essentially. This team is good. Guys, when you get to a point where you can have an absolute superstar like Steph coming off the bench and being happy about it, understanding it, I mean, they've really developed Poole into a player. This team, man, they I think we're looking at a conference final run at least for the Warriors this year.
You would think. Right? I mean, Denver's no slouch. And they might go out quick. I mean, I guess Phoenix, right?
Phoenix would stop
it would
them.
It would be Phoenix.
That's it.
How sexy do you guys think if somehow an improbable Nets run happens?
Oh, it'd be unbelievable.
How
Nets,
sexy
Nets,
would
Golden
Warriors
State?
Nets?
Oh, it'd be great. It'd be great. So many storylines.
I would drink it. I'd shoot it directly into my veins.
Well, I don't.
Why are you taking
advocate,
Don's lines?
You
know, come on, man.
Hypodermic needles.
Don screams a lot. I'll shoot it into my veins.
He does?
Yes.
College football is a big steaming pile of dung. He'd be living inside it.
I never advocate.
Rubbing it all over his face.
I never advocate, you know, needles.
Mets second and third, one out, bottom of the ninth. Don's guy is up.
I experimented, but never that.
Well, thank you, Don. We're glad. Who's Don's guy?
Jankowski.
Love
him. Oh, yeah.
Free-flowing hair.
What about my guy, Kanha?
He's on the COVID list.
Oh, well, Jankowski just struck out looking for the second out.
Don, your guy's a loser. Mark Kanha?
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving fined $50,000 after flipping the bird to Boston fans a couple of times.
Pocket change.
On Sunday. Yeah. He had it in his ashtray. He just threw it at Adam Silver.
Might have had it on him, like on his person, like even in uniform.
In his jock strap?
Yeah.
$50,000?
Yeah, like I said, in his shoe.
Nice.
The fine officially for, quote, making obscene gestures on the playing court and directing profane language toward the spectator stands. Hold on.
So they didn't
I love the terminology.
They didn't specify anything? Like, he cursed during the press conference, too. I thought that was a finable offense.
No, because you could curse during press conference.
No, you can't. Kevin Durant got fined for that.
Well, I want to say that they may have not been specific about that, but they were specific on which court it was. It was the playing court. And also, they were very specific about the stands, in case you were wondering. It was the spectator stands.
Right. And they just ran out of words to use. Like, what would they have used in the post-game press conference by, you know, using inappropriate language in front of the amplification apparatus?
When talking to the basketball media writers.
The assembled media. They like that.
Oh, the assembled media is big. I forgot. Assembled media. You can't say the media. The assembled media. Good one, Don. Marcus Smart, your NBA Defensive Player of the Year.
That's going to reignite sales of the album.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to get the credit. But my Lord.
You'll take it.
You know how you get the credit, Peter? I'm going to tell you how you get the credit.
Go ahead.
Your next album, you have a song called Kemba Walker. And if he wins the Defensive Player of the Year, you get the credit.
Right.
Although Marcus Smart winning DPOY as a guard, very unusual.
It's the first time since Gary Payton in 95-96.
The glove.
That's right, Don. The glove.
You see what the mitten did yesterday?
I'm sorry?
We go to extra innings. Dominic Smith struck out. Gary Payton the second blocked Jokic's shot yesterday. And then tapped him on his backside as he walked by after a timeout. And Jokic wanted to rip his neck off. And the only thing that stopped him was Steph Curry.
Yeah.
You know what Steph Curry's real first name is, Peter?
Stephen.
Nope.
Stefan.
Nope.
Like the character on SNL.
Nope.
Steph is his
Jabroni
name, right?
Pumpleduck.
Look at you, Don. Look at you.
What is it, Don?
I don't know what his first name is, but I know that Steph is his middle name.
Wardell is his first name.
We've done this before, and I never remember.
Then you're not really learning from the show.
Wait, it's Wardell?
Yeah, W-A-R-D-E-L-L.
How cool would it be if his name was War Curry?
Oh, I love it. Baseball analytics people would like it. War. They scout players on war.
What is it good for? A three.
Oh!
Freddie Freeman hit a home run in his first at-bat against his old team. He lined the second pitch he saw over the fence in the first inning, his first home run as a Dodger.
You see his interview before the game, though? Couldn't get through it. How much he loved the Braves and loved the fans. My question is, okay, you love them that much. Why don't you take the offer they gave you? It wasn't insulting.
Yeah, I love that. To the point you're crying.
He's crying. He's still crying months after it happened. Why didn't you just take it then? His son, Charlie, right? Well, out on the field, he went running into Dansby Swanson's arms because he loves Dansby Swanson. You take your family away from something they love. You obviously loved it. What, for a couple of more million dollars? And you know how I feel about money.
Oh,
but this guy took himself out of a situation that he loves.
It is very odd. You're right. It was totally preventable. I mean, it's not like someone losing their job at the factory and they won't survive if they move. I mean, he would have been fine. That will do it for ENN, brought to you by Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to receive a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. And, of course, shout out to Casa Noble. Sit back and celebrate Cinco de Mayo the Noble way with Casa Noble Tequila, the perfect tequila for all of life's meaningful moments.
What a show today, huh?
Wow.
Gumbel brought it. ENN brought it. We had great callers. Buffalo brings it.
Come on.
Wow. Love it. Tomorrow, Sal Palantonio. We have the Islander game coming up, which is great. And in the words of Billy Joel, Rangers, I'm sorry. Islanders are on 10:50. Forget about Billy Joel. See everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.